So it didn't become an ethical issue until it was exposed. And if it wasn't for the New York Times, it would have never been exposed, straight up. And right to this day, some of the doctors have been on record said, what we did, wasn't nothing wrong with what we did. If I could do it, we'd do it again. They didn't see it as a part of it. Say the men didn't have anything, we didn't take anything. But they denied them their human rights. So that's how it started. So no, I didn't hear about it in grad school. I didn't hear about it until 1994. And I was in one of the strongest public health schools in the country. And I wasn't the only one who didn't hear about it.